I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Finally, for a change, we're not going to make you shudder this time when we tell you about what happened in the stock markets today. We'll begin with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It climbed 936 points today to close at 9388. That's a rise of about 11%. Stocks in Germany and France ended the day up more than 11% as well, and Britain's leading share index jumped more than 8%. All of these share prices rose after European governments announced new coordinated measures to shore up ailing banks. We get the story now from The World's Laura Lynch in London.
Almost as one, European leaders marched out before crowds of reporters in their own capitals. France's Nicolas Sarkozy, Germany's Angela Merkel, and Spain's José Luis Zapatero among them.
En offrant la garantie de l'État, nous pouvons espérer mettre un terme à la crise de confiance.
Das Finanzsystem leistet einen wichtigen Beitrag für das Funktionieren der gesamten Volkswirtschaft.
Es la mejor garantía para el mantenimiento del empleo, para el mantenimiento del bienestar.
They preached from the new gospel. Gone are the disparate messages of last week. Now they're all acting to shore up shaky banks, guaranteeing credit and trying to brush aside any differences they might have had in order to tackle the crisis at hand. That's a relief for Dominique Strauss-Kahn of the International Monetary Fund, who just yesterday warned of what he called a meltdown.
We were asking for a comprehensive plan, and the fact that the Eurozone just produced this comprehensive plan is very helpful. So altogether, I think we go in a good direction. I think that we have now a comprehensive response to the crisis.
There are differences in the size and scale of each country's package, but the goals are similar. For example, France is providing up to $435 billion in loan guarantees and as much as $52 billion to buy shares in the banks if needed. Germany is putting up more than $500 billion in loan guarantees to stimulate lending between banks and more than $100 billion to bolster the banking system. In Paris, French economist Eric Chéney saw the effects immediately.
The markets are reacting positively to the fact that for the first time we have a kind of systemic response to a systemic crisis. What the markets like in the plans unveiled in the UK and in Europe is that they are comprehensive, and that makes a big difference with what we had so far. The markets are considering that, okay, maybe this will not prevent a global recession, but at least the financial crisis is now going to heal. That's the reaction in the markets.
And so, finally, some good news. But in the nation that provided the template for global action, there are already worrying signs it may not be enough. Shares in British banks that went to the government today for rescue funds fell again sharply. Still, Prime Minister Gordon Brown believes his plan will ultimately work. He's now calling for what sounds like one great global financial watchdog.
This crisis demonstrates beyond doubt that a global capital market requires much stronger global cooperation and supervision. And we need to ensure that we have an effective global early warning system to alert us across continents to economic and financial risks. We need globally accepted standards of supervision that apply equally in all countries. We need stronger arrangements for cross-border supervision of global firms. And if we have learned anything, much stronger institutions for cooperation and concerted action in a crisis.
More cooperation, more integration, more government involvement, echoes of the late economist John Maynard Keynes. Keynes championed government intervention. Now his biographer, Lord Robert Skidelsky, sees signs of a shift toward the theories Keynes embraced.
Over the last 25, 30 years, the gospel has been let the markets rip. They will find the right solutions to our problems, get the government out of the system. Now, with these massive bailouts being accepted, I mean, £500 billion in our country, the government isn't going to get out in a hurry.
Not the UK government, and now certainly not European governments. Members of the European Union will gather for a summit in Brussels on Wednesday. While just days ago the union looked distinctly shaky, members now appear to be embracing a unified front, any divisions buried beneath fears of a global financial collapse. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.